and what and who and how going forward in this strange moment. We're going to jump over to just a note from our sponsors before I hand the studio over to Talking Zeds, and we'll be back on the airwaves with you next week.
The Gap Co-op has been providing certified organic fresh produce, groceries and bulk goods for over 10 years.
With environmental sustainability and fostering community at the heart of everything they do, the Gap Loco is an alternative to corporate-minded supermarket giants and a proud 4ZZZ subscriber discount outlet. Just show your sub card for 10% off.
Tucked away in Ashgrove, they're open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every Monday with home delivery available by arrangement. Check them out at thegaploco.com or follow the Gap Loco on socials.
4ZZZ, 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 4ZZZ.
Z-Lines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Z-Liners. You're listening to Rada and Addy with your 10 a.m. news. In local news, crocodiles in North Australia are experiencing rising body temperatures due to climate change, affecting the behaviour, according to a 15-year study by the University of Queensland. Researchers tracked 203 wild crocodiles on Cape York Peninsula, finding they are spending more time near their critical thermal limit of 32 to 33 degrees Celsius. Co-author Professor Craig Franklin says the higher temperatures are reducing their ability to hunt, evade predators, and reproduce, and that some crocodiles exceeded 34 degrees despite efforts to cool down. Scientists have warned this could impact the species' survival, with further research planned on the long-term population effects.
In national news, severe tropical cyclone Zira is intensifying and expected to reach Category 5 today before making landfall near Western Australia's Pilbara coast. A cyclone watch, act and alert is in place from 80 Mile Beach to Wim Creek, including Port Hedland, with inland warnings extending to Marble Bar. Bureau of Meteorology senior forecaster Matt Hoyes has said that sustained winds of up to 200 kilometres per hour and gusts exceeding 290 are likely. Schools have closed, roads are shutting, and evacuation centres have opened up as emergency crews prepare, as flooding is a major concern, with up to 500 millimetres of rain expected. Hedland SES Deputy Manager Barry Harrison stated that people are understandably nervous as authorities urge residents to take precautions as the storm approaches. In international news, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has announced an Indonesian Army Major General to run the state-owned logistics company Bulog. The company manages imports of rice and other foodstuffs to maintain the stability of food prices. While Indonesia's military code restricts the role of soldiers in government matters, President Subianto has shown disregard for these rules. Subianto, himself a former general, has increasingly appointed military leaders to head civilian institutions. This move harkens back to the dictatorship of his late father-in-law Suharto, where the government, where the army controlled the civilian government. Many Indonesian activists have protested the legality of the move. The director of Imparsial, an Indonesian human rights watchdog, called the move a threat to democracy.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy, with a high chance of showers in the afternoon. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Talking Zeds on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. Also streamed worldwide at 4ZZZ.org.au. Talking Zeds. Community. Interest. Variety.
It's 4 minutes after 10. Thanks to Radio Reversal for another fascinating hour of information and insights, and the Z-Lines crew. My name is Andrew Bartlett. I'll be with you here until midday. Usually I've been playing a fair bit of music and not quite so much talk, but today I got lots of talk. So we'll get on with it. First, before the hour, a lot of insight into what's happening in Aotearoa, New Zealand at the moment with attacks on the Treaty of Waitangi. And then after the hour, a person, some more about Barrambin Victoria Park from a person who knows what it's like at the top end of town. Let's get on with our first interview of the day.